USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Florida wants producers to know that sign-up is underway for 2017 funding through the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, or EQIP. Christine Coffin, District Conservationist in the Florida City NRCS Field Office, explains.
Each year, typically in the fall, there's a deadline for folks that want to apply for the following fiscal year for program benefits, and the most popular program here in our area is EQIP.
And Coffin looks at some of the more recent practices in her area that have been contracted through cost-share contracts.
Our waste storage facilities to facilitate transfer and on-site utilization of aquaculture effluent from above-ground aquaculture tanks where freshwater tilapia and crayfish are being produced. And these practices address water quality concerns and water conservation through on-site reuse and water to irrigate crops. Micro-irrigation systems to replace inefficient systems on agricultural lands have always been one of the more popular practices and will continue to be. Wire fencing to facilitate rotational grazing paddocks for sheep and goat farmers, as well as field borders to plant native plants that attract and support year-round presence of pollinators on adjacent cropland. Cover crops, nutrient management, pest management are also practices of interest and participation in this area in South Florida.
She said their area is in extreme South Florida, covering Miami-Dade and Monroe counties, but she wants landowners across the state to know EQIP has various programs that can fit the needs of their operation. To learn more about this October 21st deadline, contact your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.